Your Grace?
The maid at her elbow was young and pretty. All the maids in service to the Duke of Cranbrook were young and pretty. This one, Bess, something like that, had tried to play nurse in the train compartment. If Lavinia so much as twitched, she brandished the bottle of lime water or leaned in with a dripping cloth. By the time the train reached Reading, Lavinia's bodice was soaked, and she declared herself recovered just to escape the girl's clumsy ministrations. She lifted a hand to her tight, inflamed face. She was not recovered. Every step further impressed the fact upon her.
You're going in the wrong direction. The carriage is behind you.
So it was. Lavinia kept threading her way along the crowded platform. Porters trotted back and forth, unloading the ducal luggage. A fat red hen ran over her right foot, and a moment later, a shrieking young boy in feverish pursuit ran over the left. She stopped short, and the maid trod on her heel. Too much! Lavinia wheeled about.
Give me space!
Her voice emerged as a growl from her parched throat, and the maid fell back a step, a fretful line appearing between her brows.
Apologies, Your Grace, she said. I don't want your apologies, I want you gone!
Lavinia felt a familiar wave rising within her, hot and heady. Her fits of temper had been legendary in the Yardley household, and extraordinarily effective. Papa had hated to see her cry. Even as a woman grown, she'd found that a storm of sobbing was all it ever took to produce her heart's desire. Up to a point. There were some things Papa couldn't fix. She could cry until the end of time, but no one could bring the dead back to life.
Very well.
The maid rested her chin on her interlaced knuckles, a childish gesture. She was little more than a child, really. Round-cheeked, blonde. If she wasn't in livery getting scolded, and Lavinia in a pink silk veil day dress doing the scolding, onlookers might have mistaken them for sisters.
Shall I tell His Grace? Tell him to go to the devil. Tell him I went to the station house.
Lavinia said it softly, becoming aware of those onlookers. West Country families in homespun clothes, gaping or chuckling knowingly. She knew what they saw. A high-handed lady berating her poor, long-suffering servant. How dare they judge her? It wasn't like that at all. If they only knew the night she'd had. That this was her first full day as a married woman, and that it was vying to become the most awful day of her life. The maid persisted.
Are you seeking refreshment? There are still cakes and sandwiches in the basket. I'm seeking the water closet,
Lavinia snapped.
Or do you prefer I call a porter and vomit in a hat box?
That silenced her, and produced a guffaw from a pair of market women. A loutish farmer in a smock shook his head. Lavinia tried to strike a gentler note.
I'll be along shortly. Thank you, Beth.
Nan. The maid shrugged, blue eyes flicking towards the farmer. He took the pipe stem from between his teeth.
New water closet, he called, grinning. Privy across the tracks by the Brown Oak.
Nan grinned back, then curtsied to Lavinia, thin-lipped.
I will tell His Grace you've gone to the privy, she said,
and whirled, the spring in her step mildly suggestive of a flounce.
Disrespectful chit.
Lavinia spun on her heel, stalking in the opposite direction. It didn't matter one whit whether or not she got off on the right foot with the staff, not when her relationship with the master of the house was already doomed. A railway worker was moving down the train, smearing something that looked like butter on the wheels. Soon the train would pull away, her last connection to London, to her old life, disappearing. Her stomach lurched. She intercepted the gaze of another farmer. Cornwall was experiencing an epidemic of smocks, and tossed her head. Nan might flirt with labourers, but she did not stoop. As she swept past, the farmer's jaw dropped. In London, the men didn't let their chins hang so low. Couldn't. Or those chins were propped by collars. Another benefit of civilization.
Do you intend to address me? Or does your mouth always hang open?
She paused, fisted hands on her hips. She'd already yelled at a maid to the general amusement of hen wives. Why not set down a bacon brains? The farmer looked behind him doubtfully as he straightened.
Yes, she said icily. You